Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Food's becoming mass-produced these days, Michael.
It sure is. And I guess in lots of ways it's to satisfy that growing population and the drive for higher profits. But have we actually stopped to consider at what cost to our health? According to the World Health Organization, a lack of essential vitamins and nutrients, which used to be found in abundance in terms of well-balanced diet, is actually contributing to a global disease burden. Studies performed on all kinds of produce, so things like broccoli to tomatoes, spinach and even apples, have displayed a reduction in their nutritional value.
Yep.
Year after year of producing higher yields of food to keep up with global demands has increased the amount of food at our disposal, but at what cost to our health? With fewer nutrients and ever before more and more being consumed. So we sent our senior writer, Joe Torvio, off to go and look at this issue. And in fact, we've done a big story in our latest edition, the August edition. So I'd like to welcome to the show, Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hi there. How are you going?
Good. So in terms of what did you find out there in terms of once
are
you started research?
Bad?
Yeah, are things that bad?
Things are pretty scary, actually. So, yeah, and the more I researched, the more I discovered. So the problem is that the big food companies, in their drive for higher profits, they're putting more and more bad stuff in our food, but they're not thinking about our health. So Australians and New Zealanders, for example, we're eating an average of 9 grams of sodium a day.
Wow.
Whereas the World Health Organization recommends 4 grams. And that's scary because it drives up blood pressure, gives us heart disease, and that's the biggest cause of death and disability worldwide. So it's really serious stuff.
It is. So how do you define mass-produced food? Like, is it packaged food? You know, does that equate to mass-produced food or factory food? Like, define for our listeners, you know, mass-produced food.
It's really processed food, things that come in packets.
Okay.
So 75% of the salt we consume is through processed foods, and we're relying on them more and more because we're busy and we're putting too much trust in these companies that are manufacturing these foods. These companies are spending a lot of money hiring people to come up with things like the bliss point of food, and that's the perfect taste and texture combination that makes us love a food or drink and that makes us hooked on it. So it looks at things like mouthfeel and crunch and salt and sugar, all that stuff that we love that's really bad for us, but they're putting a lot of dollars in to make us eat these bad foods, but they're not thinking about long-term
Are they
health.
Cheaper?
They're cheaper and they're more convenient, you know, and everyone's busy.
Yeah.
So,
but I suppose they're actually relying on the consumer to say, well,
to drive it.
To drive it, you know, like, you know.
I want that.
I want that. If I don't want it, well, that's fine.
And as you say, Joe, I'm time poor, I'm busy, I'm stressed or whatever. Well, that's easy, it's convenient, fine.
But you see mums giving babies a lot of that stuff now. You know, you can buy like little, what's the babies have when they're little, just starting to eat, you know, like the apple and stuff like that in these tubes. Have you seen that stuff?
I know. It's horrible to see, isn't it?
Yeah, my sister bought one.
Things like tiny teddies.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people pack those into their kids' lunchboxes, but they have just as much salt in them as they do sugar. But one of the experts I spoke to, Dr. Jackie Webster, she's from the George Institute for Global Health, she says it shouldn't be up to the consumers because we don't always know what's in the food. It's hard to tell. She says the only way to cut back on the bad stuff being put into food is to introduce laws around it so the food companies have to be more responsible.
Yeah.
And the UK is way ahead of us on this. They've cut salt in foods by 12%, like companies have had to, and 9,000 lives each year are being saved.
Wow. And what about sugar? I'd hate to think how much sugar goes into stuff.
Sugar's the other big scary one, because that's the one we get hooked on and it drives blood sugar up and makes us fat and,
All right, great to have you on the show, Joe.
No worries.
Another fantastic story. It's interesting, isn't it, Ben? You know, that
scary.
Whole, you know, the real cost, I guess, of processed food.
For more details, go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.